This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. How are you, Sean?
Doing good, thank you. We got a good one today. I think it's... I'm gonna intro and talk about the title because I have a good story behind it. So
yes, we please were, do, because when you showed me the title, so, I couldn't keep a straight face.
Yeah, so it's we're gonna talk about how to take a licking and keep on ticking. So it was funny this weekend. I was, you know, we were at lunch, right? And you know, we're always having to come up with topics and content. And so I was like, Joni, I got a good one. And I was like straight face, and she just took a bite, and I'm like, we're going to talk about take a licking and keep on ticking. And just food just sprayed all over me.
I was like, but, wait, what?
But I think she didn't understand it. But the no, this first phrase was used by John Swayze in the Timex watch commercials. And there was, you know, they used to talk about Timex watches could take a licking and keep on ticking. So that's where that came from. But I think it's a good phrase. And, you know, you joke around about it, and yeah, people use it all the time. But I think it's relevant, and it's relevant to today. And it's so relevant as a business owner, but just in life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we always try to add value. We always talk about, you know, what makes people, and it doesn't matter about money. I'm not talking about like success in different areas. Mm-hmm. And it always comes down to truly, like, there's no, I've talked to a lot of successful people, and there's people that, yes, that, you know, might, you know, get rich quick, but the true people that do it long-term, that have success in different areas, whether it's fitness, business, mm-hmm, life, good relationships, all that, you know, there's always adversity. Yeah. And it's those people that can just hang through and endure it and overcome it and still get what they're needed to accomplish done that day. Absolutely. Day in and day out.
I think that's it's something that we not a lot of us talk about also, right? You, yeah, hear a lot of podcasts and, you know, social media, everything's great, everything's, yeah, perfect, right? But there's truly no perfect day. You know, we all go through challenges, we all go through things in life, and you know, how do we get through it? How do you, you know, be tough throughout the day when you're facing adversity?
Correct. And I think it's like, to be tough is not necessarily like, you know, like strength or muscles or, you know, who you can beat up, but it's really, to be tough is to have endurance. Mm-hmm. And to have the capacity to absorb stress, you know, or damage, but still be able to function.
Yeah,
I like that definition.
I love that.
Because that's really what it is. You can absorb that stress. You can absorb that adversity through the day. You can absorb that news you receive. It might hurt, and it might bring you down. Yeah. It might wear you down, but you still are able to function. Mm-hmm. You're still able to accomplish the goals for that day.
Absolutely.
And, you know, what I don't know how to re-say it any other different way, but it's just, no matter what, your day's never going to go as you planned. It doesn't matter, you know, you can write it all down. You can use your day planner and go, but it's never going to go 100% the way you thought it would. You can visualize it, and you can, and there's certain, it's all beneficial, but it's never going to go 100% the way you thought it would.
No.
And some days are worse than others, and then there's some days that are better than others. Or
especially in our industry, property management, it seems like there's always a fire to put out.
Yeah, but it, you know, when you manage people and you have staff, and, you know, there's problems are going to happen. And,
absolutely.
And we're dealing, mm-hmm, like you said, in property management, you're dealing not only with your staff, you're dealing with people's homes, you're dealing with owners that own these homes, these financial commitments they've made, and, you know, whenever you involve people, there's going to be problems, mm-hmm, and there's going to be things that don't go as 100% as planned.
Totally agree. So what can we do to kind of help, you know, try to help as much to for our day to go somewhat right?
Yeah, I think you need to, number one, you really have to stay focused. You, mm-hmm, have to stay committed to what you're trying to accomplish that day. And so, you know, regardless of the adversity you're facing, regardless of the thing, this is all mental.
Right.
It's all, how can I still perform and still execute even though I'm going through, mm-hmm, challenges.
Absolutely.
And going through stuff?
Yep.
It might be relationship issues, whatever. You still perform at a level that, you know, and it, same thing with, like, you know, you work out a lot in fitness. Like, there's days you get have a crappy day, yeah. right? And you still go home and work out and execute on.
It's all up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's same thing with your kids. I think that, you know, relationships, like if you want a better relationship with your spouse or better relationship with your kids, it's like, you know, you might have a bad day at work, but are you going to go home and keep continuing that? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to talk about their homework, talk about how their day went, spend that time with them, take a bath with you, because I know that's something you love to do. So like do all those steps that are going to improve your relationship and things that are matter or am I going to pout about it, go watch TV because I'm depressed or, you know.
Eat a bunch of ice cream, take a nap. So, no, but I think I honestly believe that it kind of all starts with your morning routine too. Like how you wake up in the morning is crucial, right? Because I think that for a lot of us, and we've said this on the podcast before, that you know, your phones can be, yeah, technology is great, but also can be a big mistake as well, right? Yeah, because, because you wake up in the morning and you check your emails, you check, you know, social media, and we should all be using that time for ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. First thing I do in the morning, listen to something positive, because again, like you're training your mind to think positive when you do have something bad come up, like you have these positive things already.
You're still able to function. You're still able to do what you're supposed to do that day, even though,
absolutely. Just because
of stronger mental capacity. And this goes back, if you didn't listen to episode 125, we talked about, stress and mental health, anxiety. So I'd go back and listen to that because I had a lot of good takeaways. And we went deep into that too as well. But a lot of the same, we're continuing that same message. But this one is, you know, no matter what, if you get punched in the day, during the day, you get back up and you keep going.
Absolutely.
You keep executing. So what else you do to
expressing gratitude. Yeah. Again, I think, you know, getting that mood right, just watch how your mood changes just by, you know, being thankful. And it doesn't have to be being thankful for the littlest things as well, right? Yeah. Just changes your mood and really sets the day straight.
Yeah. I know a lot of times, but if I take a look in that day if I focus on the things rather than focusing on the thing that, you know, the beating I just took, I focus on, okay, that day might have not gone the way I thought it would, or I wasn't anticipating that news. But if I stop and think about the things in my life that I'm truly grateful for, you, the kids, my health, you know, where I am today, like if I start really putting it in perspective, it's like, well, that thing that I'm focused on is not that as absolutely. Bad or as bad as I thought it was. If you focus on that thing that you just took that day, I mean, you're just going to get more depressed and focus on it more.
Absolutely.
So, something else I do that's really helped me is I use a focus planner. Mm-hmm. And that's the brand name, but the way it's designed and, you know, is you have your goals, you break down your goals per quarter. You have your yearly goals, you break down your quarters for the year, you break them down for the month and then the week, and it's all stepping stones and developing habits and tasks that are going to get you to those ultimate goals. But for every day, it starts off with your top three priorities for that day. And it really helps me because no matter what I face that day or the adversity or the challenges, if I get those three things done that day,
then it's a win.
Then it's a win.
You've had a good day.
Yeah, and I can go home and I can say, well, you know what, I was still a win today. And so, or if I'm at the end of the day and like I still have those three objectives, then usually I'll stay and get those three things done so that, and there are usually three things that are going to
move the needle.
They're going to move the needle. And here's what's hard for a lot of people to realize too is they're incremental things that when compounded add up to something great.
Exactly.
And that's where people struggle is that they think it's like, well, I'm going to do this one thing and it's going to revolutionize my business. Well, and there's times you can do that. But for the most part, these are small little things that just add up. And it's just like, it's like a penny, you know, and if you just add a penny a day and then it goes 2 pennies a day and you just compound it, all of a sudden, years later, you're like so much further ahead. And these are the little things that matter. And so if I can get those three things done, it usually by the end of the week, then I know I've had a successful week or I can actually see probably the difference or the.
I agree. I mean, I think also we all have 24 hours in a day, right, to do things. And if our minds say, oh, well, I can pack all these things within an 8 to 10 hour work workday, right? But yeah. I mean, are they actually items that are moving the needle, yeah. right? If you only had 6 hours, if you tell yourself, I only have 6 hours today, you know, you're going to make sure that you get the most important things done within that 6 hour window.
Correct.
Because you only have 6 hours. So yeah. retraining your brain, you're yeah. in control of your time.
Correct. And so like you both, yeah, I know you're really good at this as well, but like you set a goal, you adjust your daily habits to meet those goals mm-hmm. and you work on being consistently performing at those daily habits. Mm-hmm. And so whether it's weight loss, whether it's eating healthy, making that extra phone call, a business call or sales call, you know, spending that hour with a loved one, mm-hmm. reading, you know, if you struggle with reading 10 minutes a day or your morning routines, but all those things add up to accomplishing a goal that you're trying to do. So if you're trying to improve your self-improvement and you were going to read 20 books for the year,
okay, read 21.
Yeah. But break it down. What is it going right. to take to do that? So if it's reading 10 minutes a day to get there, then developing that daily right. habit to get there. And then that could be one of your top three things for the day if mm-hmm. if that's what's most important to you. But that's really where we've broken things down and set them into daily tasks or habits and really gotten good at executing those habits. Yeah.
And I think it's also, I love the focus planner. I have one as well. And it's, I love how it's laid out, but one of the things that I loved about it as well is being able to recap your week, right? Because mm-hmm. I think that that's also important to celebrate those wins. Because
yeah.
not all the time, you know, do people do that. Yeah. You have all these things to do, yeah. and then you're like, man, like, what did I get done, right? Like, celebrate those wins. It's important that you
do. I think that's a great point. It's something that I know I struggle with. You know, I'm majority of the time I'm like on to the next. So like, okay, mm-hmm. we accomplished this or we hit this goal. Great. Now let's, what is the next goal? And you're right. You 100%, you got to, and mm-hmm. even focus on celebrating the small little wins.
Yes.
Yeah. You celebrate the bigger ones, but also the smaller ones are mm-hmm. really matter as well.
And write them down, write them, like list the 3 to 5 accomplishments mm-hmm. that you made during that week.
Because
right?
it gives you the confidence and the energy and the motivation to go and attack exactly. the next week. And next week you might end up taking a licking, yeah. right? So you gotta have those wins and look back and be like, hey, well, last week I celebrated this win. I can get through this. Mm-hmm. I can get through this adversity and get back up.
I agree. 100%.
Awesome. Well, I hope you can take some advice from there and take a licking and keep on ticking. And we appreciate you guys. We appreciate you listening to the show. You know, again, we're just sharing what we're going through on a daily basis, and we're right alongside each and every one of you. So we appreciate you, and we'll see you all next week.
See ya, everyone.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkle. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talk, talk, talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.